Yeah, I think it was a big emphasis for us to settle down. You know, we weren't playing how we played last week, and we just needed to settle down and play assignment football and trust each other, and we're able to do that the second half.
Devon, appreciate the time, my friend.
Thanks.
That's John.
Devon, how much did it help you guys that you had to prepare for two different quarterbacks this week and face both of them?
It was great. You know, coaches said who knows who it could be, so we were kind of prepared to play both of them, and it turned out okay.
How different were they?
They had a similar scheme with both of them. And, you know, RG3 is a little more mobile, but Colt McCoy is a mobile quarterback as well. So, you know, there are some similarities.
Do you think, I mean, if McCoy had been the starter all week and it hadn't been a problem, do you think you guys wouldn't have spent as much time on RG3? I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Can you just talk about, I don't know if you were asked about it already, the play when DRC tracks the guy down from behind on what looks to be wide open, going into the end zone for touchdown?
It's a testament to DRC's speed and his relentlessness to not let him score. And you know, that's a great play that he made.
That keeps you hold him to a field goal after that.
Yeah, definitely. It's huge. Mm-hmm.
Starting to get fun out there. You guys are making plays, you know, sacks and pressures and things like that.
Most definitely. I feel the defense is kind of gelling together and we're leaning on each other. And you know, the first half didn't go as good as we wanted, but we came in and, you know, made some adjustments and talked to each other and we fixed it and we came out in the second half. And that's all signs of a defense that's, you know, gelling together and playing well.
Was it a kick for you to go, you know, RG3, you know, last couple of years you hear so much about him and now he comes right in the game and, you know, you got to sack him and try to do all those things against him?
Every week is humbling for me. You know, I'm in the NFL and I'm preparing for guys I've watched play for a while now, and I'm in a position that I've always wanted to be in. So, you know, every week is humbling, but it's definitely seeing RG3 and being out on the field is, you know, a cool feeling. But that gets old real quick, and I wanna get after him.
You guys have 22 sacks now in 3 weeks. Is there a difference in the way you guys are approaching things? You sending more people?
I think we're just gelling well as a defense right now, and it starts with our defensive line. They're playing lights out and doing really well, and then when we blitz other guys, it's the same thing. So I think it's just a accumulation of the whole year, and things are finally coming together for us.
Are you guys blitzing more?
Maybe a little more, but there's a lot of times where it's just a four-man rush, and the D-line's just getting home. So, you know, it's a little more, but a lot of times, like I said, it's the four-man rush.
You mentioned DRC. You guys to have him healthy? Can you send more people, you know, when he's out there by himself?
That's a question for Coach Fuel. I'm not sure, but, you know, having him healthy and out there is definitely in our advantage because DRC, in my opinion, is one of the best corners in the league, and to have him playing at his best level really pays off.
Thank you.